for some of you right now. Carol Hewitt, would you like to take roll, please?
Thank you. Monica Hunter.
Present.
David Hodgen.
Present.
Russell Jeffries. I believe he's running late.
Right.
Jeffrey Young.
Here.
Gary Shellcross.
Here.
John Hayashi.
Here.
Daniel Press, absent.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Briggs, would you like to do introductions for us?
Thank you very much. Morning, everybody. First of all, on my left is our counsel from the State Water Resource Control Board, Francis McChesney, and our State Board liaison, Gary Wolf, called yesterday afternoon, had conflicts, and apologized for not being able to make it today. We heard from Carol Hewitt, our executive assistant, and seated over there soon is Michael Thomas. Oh, he's right here. Michael Thomas, our assistant executive officer. And we will be hearing from other staff as items come up. We have testimony cards available. Who has testimony cards available? Chris Adair and Burton Chadwick in the back there have these cards available. Some of you have filled those out already. So if you haven't done so, please indicate which item you're interested in, and we'll call on you. Let's see. Also, I wanted to congratulate John Hayashi on reappointment and confirmation. Way to go.
I don't think that was confirmed yet.
It's Senate Rules Committee, right? Yeah, so Senate Rules. You got out of the Senate Rules Committee, I guess.
Yeah.
That's where you are.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a half congratulations.
Yeah.
And I want to alert everybody that we have some supplemental materials associated with the agenda. So these are items that we prepared after the agenda itself was sent out. I'll walk through those. We've sent those out to the interested parties, but in case for some reason you didn't receive those for the item you're interested in, we do have extra copies in the back of the room. So first of all, item number 8, which is the low threat and general discharge cases, we have a supplemental sheet on the Turi Road illicit drug lab cleanup. Those were just corrections, some minor corrections. Item 9 is the municipal stormwater regulation strategy. We have a letter from the city of Lompoc. We have an email from Channel Keeper. Panel, since it's in order here, it's not a supplemental sheet, but on item 10, which is Monterey Peninsula Unified School District stormwater violations order, they did submit a check and waive the hearing, so that item is settled and we won't have a hearing on that. It's item 10. Item 13, oops, nothing on item 13. Item 15 is the Olin Corporation consideration of cleanup or abatement order. We have a supplemental sheet that's dated November 30th. We have a supplemental sheet that's dated December 5th that responds to letters that were received this last Monday and includes those letters from Jess Morgan Hill and Olin. On item 19, we have a supplemental sheet regarding the San Ynez Airport landfill. And I believe that's it. And that's okay. That's it, Mr. Chair.
All right. Let's move on to